Elizabeth Cook Lynn, 92, a prolific author and editor from the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe, passed away on July 5th. She lived in Rapid City. She had been admitted to the hospital a week ago Monday with a touch of pneumonia, which developed into a lung infection. The Ocheti Shakowi Writers Group, of which she was a longtime member, said in a statement, "Liz, we love you and are grateful to have been present to send you on your journey." Federally recognized tribal governments can now apply to access and exchange data with the National Crime Databases via the Tribal Access Program, or TAP, from the Department of Justice. The goal of the program, according to an announcement from the DOJ, is to support tribal nations to serve and protect their citizens through the exchange of critical public safety data, including missing persons reports, domestic violence, orders of protection, registered convicted sex offenders, and criminal records. Participating tribes can also utilize TAP for non-criminal justice purposes, such as screening employees or volunteers who work with children. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.